Hi, everyone. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. A lot of people ask me, what is the anointing of God? And how do you walk in a daily anointing? Well, my father, Oral Roberts, taught me that the anointing of God is that divine Holy Spirit presence that comes upon you and fills you with a spirit that's unlike yours. It's the Holy Spirit. It sets you apart and puts you in a position to do things that you could not do on your own. The anointing of God is very special and very precious. And it does not just come upon people who are in ministry. It comes on everyone in an area where they have gifts and talents. When Jesus walked the earth, his anointing was very evident by all the miracles that he did. And it is said that wherever Jesus went, he did miracles. He was either on his way to heal somebody, or he was there healing them, or he was on his way to heal somebody else. As a matter of fact, very hard to look up a scripture in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John during the earthly life of Jesus and not find him performing miracles. From demons to disease, to the presence of evil, nothing could withstand the power of God that flowed through Jesus. Now, as a Christian, you and I have access to that same anointing. You say, who, me? Yes, you. When you activate your faith, you follow in the footsteps of Abraham. In Romans chapter 4, the Bible says that Abraham believed God, who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. I also want you to notice that Abraham never wavered in his faith, but he believed God and his promise when he was told that he and his wife would have a child in their old age. Now, you can imagine what that must have been like. Here he was at that time 75 years of age, and he was told by God, you and Sarah are going to have a child. Well, that wasn't likely at 75, was it? However, another 25 years passed. And Isaac was born when Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90. The truth is, his faith, that is Abraham's faith, grew even stronger. And in that, he brought the glory of God. He was fully convinced that God would do exactly what he promised, and he did. That's why it's so important when you get hold of a promise of God, you believe that promise instead of what some person might say that's of a negative nature. Believe God. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and because he believed God, it was accounted unto him for righteousness. People often say, well, Richard, I want to be a righteous person. How do I be a righteous person? Well, you simply believe God. Now, I didn't say self-righteous. I said righteous. A righteous person is someone who believes God. If you believe God, then you're a righteous person. So the truth is, his faith grew even stronger. And in that, he brought glory to God. He was fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised, and he did. All of us face problems. You face problems, I face problems, we face problems every day, don't we? All of us face situations that we don't know exactly how to handle. And there may be someone listening to this podcast right now. You may be staring death right in the face. Perhaps it's a member of your family or a distant family member, or maybe you're facing the death of a dream, or maybe it's a relationship problem. Certainly, it can be challenging, especially when it looks like everything is lost. Well, that's precisely the time for you to activate your faith and believe that God will do for you what he did for those in Bible days. Remember, the scripture also says that God is no respecter of persons. So if he did it for them, why wouldn't he do it for you? You see, your faith, the faith that you were born with, was not meant to lie dormant in your heart or to sit unused on the shelf. Your faith was intended to be a living faith, an active faith working in you every day of your life. The bottom line is your faith works when you work your faith. And you work your faith by believing God. Now let me give you three steps today to help you to activate the anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life. First of all, activate the anointing by focusing on God's Word. There's nothing in your life more important than the Word of God. The Word of God, the Bible says, is alive. It's full of power. It's active. It's energizing. It's effective. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And when that Word gets inside of you, you become a very, very special VIP person. Something happens when that anointing comes on you. So spend time praying and meditating on the Word of God. Is it a need of healing? Or is it a need of a relationship being restored? Or is it a financial breakthrough you need? Whatever it is that's weighing on your heart and mind, begin to pray the Word of God and apply scriptures to that situation. You can study in the Bible and find a scripture that you can stand on and believe God for. Allow those scriptures to get inside you. Quote them, say them over and over. That's how you meditate. Say them over and over and over again until they literally become a part of your being. Then, when fear creeps in, and I promise you it will, because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, he'll come to try to steal your faith. Fear will try to come in and creep in. So when it does, just quote those scriptures again and again right in the face of the devil. Refuse to dwell on negativity. And try to stay away from people who are negative all the time. Set your mind and heart and stay focused on God, who is your source. Now, that's the first thing. Here's the second thing. Activate the anointing by expressing your faith. As you build your faith through feeding your mind and heart with God's Word, the anointing of the Holy Spirit becomes activated. Look at the story of the two blind men who cried out to Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Well, that's in Matthew 9:27. Notice when they called him the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Son of David. Notice that they knew who he was. And Jesus asked them if they believed he could do this miracle. And they said, oh, yes, we believe. You see, Jesus wanted to hear them speak their faith, express their faith. And as they did, the anointing of God to receive healing came upon both blind men. Jesus touched and healed them. What about the leper who came to Jesus? And he said, you can heal me if you want to. The leper was making a faith demand upon the anointing of God. And you can read about that in Matthew 8:2-3. You see, when you express your faith and believe God, that allows the anointing of the Holy Spirit to flow through you for healing. Healing in every area of your life, no matter what area of life you need it in. Now, are you expressing your faith? Or are you expressing your doubts? Well, if you're expressing doubt, you don't have to flip out or anything. Just say, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to express my faith. Speak words of faith. Speak positive words and not negative words. Now, let's look one more time at the life of Abraham. He did not understand why God spoke to him and told him to get up, take his wife, leave his home, and begin traveling to a place without even being told where it was that he was going. He just believed God, and he did it. Okay? Trust God. Trust that God knows what he's doing. The third way to activate the anointing is by walking it out every day. Walking in God's promises is not a one-time thing. You can't say, well, next Thursday, I'm going to walk in the ways of God. No, it's not a one-time thing. It's not a one-day thing. It's a way of life. It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing Pharaoh. He kept on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. You see, you walk out your faith in the words that you say, in the prayers that you pray. That's why your words and your prayers are so critically important. And you also walk them out in the conversations that you have. That's why it's critically important to be careful what you say. Make sure what you say lines up with the Word of God. For example, you can't confess your faith and say, well, I just wonder. I wonder if this thing is ever going to work. No, you just cancel out when you do that. Don't do that. Be careful what you say. I know it's not easy. Not always easy for me either. It takes perseverance and it takes a stick-to-it attitude. Your journey of faith, just like mine, walking in the daily anointing takes effort. You know, it takes an act of your will to decide to say, by faith, I receive the promises of God in my life and I'm not turning loose until they are manifested. Now, you may say, Richard, I'm having some difficulty believing all this. Well, I understand. Consider the man who came to Jesus in behalf of his demon-possessed boy. I'm sure you remember the story if you've read the Bible. Jesus had been up on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John, and Moses and Elijah had appeared, and Peter, James, and John freaked out and hid behind a rock. They didn't really know what to do. And after Moses and the presence of Moses and Elijah disappeared, they didn't quite know what to do. And Jesus said, now don't tell anybody about it. Jesus was a master psychologist. He knew the very fact that he said to them, don't tell anybody about it. They would tell everybody they saw. You know, there's some people who get the idea that keeping a secret is telling only one person at a time. Well, they got down from the mountain and they found this man who had a demon-possessed boy. And the demon would throw him in the fire and throw him in the water and try to kill him. And the man came to Jesus and said, Jesus, I tried to get your 9 disciples to bring healing, but you were up on the mountain with the other 3. If there's anything that you can do. And Jesus said, it's not if I can do anything, it's if you can believe. And the man said to him, well, Jesus, I do believe, but I have this little pocket of doubt. I have this one area in my life that I'm having difficulty with. Now, I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because I know you. I know you believe God. But there just might be one little area in which you're having trouble believing God in. I know because I have things like that in my life too. I believe God, but once in a while I face one little area that I just can't seem to get my faith around. Well, I got good news for you. It's a choice. It's a choice. And the man made the choice. He said, Lord, I do believe, but help me in this one area of unbelief that I had. Now that's honesty, that's sincerity. And Jesus looked at the man and had compassion on him and brought the boy to himself, prayed for him, healed him, delivered him from that demonic spirit, and he was totally well. As I said, it's a choice. It's a choice that you make every day. And choosing to focus on God's word, expressing your faith, letting that faith come out of you, come out of your mouth, and walking it out every day will help activate the anointing of God in your life. Now, as I said, this is not just for those of us who minister. This is for everyday human beings. And as you build your faith, and as you learn to activate the anointing, just remember where your faith comes from. Your faith comes from God, and you were born with it. You say, well, I don't feel like I have any faith. Well, that's not true. You have it. You were born with it. The Bible says God has given to every person the measure of faith. You have it. You have faith. Don't ever say you don't, because you do. Now, you may choose not to use it, but you've got it. Okay? And also, you're not alone. Jesus is right by your side. Remember, he said, I am with you always, even unto the end. It's Jesus who will continually refine your faith and help it to be stronger and stronger and stronger every day. Remember to look to him, Jesus, as the author and finisher of your faith, and believe that the anointing of God will rest upon you every day of your life. No matter where I go, and I go a lot of places. No matter what I do, and I do a lot of things. No matter what I say, and I say a lot of things. I always preface it with a prayer, even under my breath, that no one hears. I say, Lord, thank you for the anointing of God to help me to say the right thing, to do the right thing, to go the right place. I do that every day of my life. And God's no respecter of persons. If it works for me, it will work for you. Father, it's not by might, and it's certainly not by power, but it's by the Holy Spirit that I pray this prayer. And my dear friend, I pray over you today. I rebuke Satan's attack against you. I rebuke his attack against your mind, against your thought process. I rebuke his attack against your body. I curse and bind every sickness, every disease, every fear, every doubt, every unworthy thought. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the peace of God that passes all understanding to be yours. And I pray that you would say to the devil, no, devil, you can't have me. I'm using my faith. You can't have me. You can't have my health. You can't have my family. You can't have my finances. You can't have any part of me because I belong to God. And I release my faith for this miracle in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. I'm so glad you joined me on our podcast today. Special news, in case you haven't heard, our network has increased on television. We are now on the Victory Channel with the new program, The Place for Miracles Live. I'm doing it live. Yes, I've begun a brand new live television program. It's seen Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Central Time, 11 a.m. in the Mountain Time Zone, and 10 a.m. out west. It's also on our Miracle Healing Network. It's on our YouTube page. It's on Facebook and other channels as well. You can go online to our website and find out where it is. If you don't have the Victory app, go online and get it. It's free. Or just go to the Victory website. That network is put together by my longtime friend and mentor, Kenneth Copeland. We're on there live Monday through Friday with The Place for Miracles Live. If you need special prayer, the Abundant Life Prayer Group is ready to receive your call at 918-495-7777. Or just go to richardroberts.org/prayer. Thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for supporting this ministry. I appreciate every gift. God bless you and multiply it back to you. And I'll talk to you the next time from the Expect a Miracle podcast. God bless.
If you look closely, you can find Jesus Christ as the central theme in all 66 books of the Bible. Oral Roberts preached and wrote about this in his classic book, Christ in Every Book of the Bible. First published in 1965, this inspiring book features Oral Roberts' insights into how we can see our Lord and Savior's presence from the seed of the woman in Genesis to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in Revelation. Request your copy for any gift to the ministry. Just go to richardroberts.org or call 1-844-828-1412.